வந்தேகம்
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, second chapter, text number 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of March, 1975, in New York, New York.
Jirani kim patina sanji
Jirani kim patina sanji
Nishanti bhiksham
Nishanti bhiksham
Naivam gripa paribhrita
Naivam gripa paribhrita
Saritopya shushyan
Saritopya shushyan
Rudha gudha kim
Rudha gudha kim
Ajitovati nopasanan
Ajitovati nopasanan
Kasmad bhajanti kavayo
Kasmad bhajanti kavayo
Dhanadurma dandhan
Dhanadurma dandhan
Chirani kim patina sandhi
Chirani kim patina sandhi
Are there no torn clothes lying on the common road? Do the trees which exist for maintaining others no longer give alms and charity? Do the rivers, being dried up, no longer supply water to the thirsty? Are the caves of the mountains now closed? Or above all, does the Almighty Lord not protect the fully surrendered souls? Why then do the learned sages go to flatter those who are intoxicated by hard-earned wealth?
Tirani kinya patina santi disandi bhiksha Naivan dripak parabhidar sarito upasushyan Rudhya guha kimajito batino upasanya Kasmag bhajanti kabayu dhanadurma dhan Sukadeva Goswami was in renounced order of life from the very beginning of his life. As soon as he came out of the womb of his mother, he immediately left home. He was within the womb of his mother for 16 years. So he was in favor of renounced order of life, Sukadeva Goswami. There was no question of his following the other ashramas. Generally, for ordinary man, there are 4 ashramas, 8 ashramas. For social upkeep, there are 4 ashramas, namely, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. This is for spiritual. And for social, brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. This is social division. And there is spiritual division also. Because we are combination of matter and spirit. I am the soul. I am living within this material body. This is actual position. I am not this body. This is the beginning of spiritual education. That I am not this body. One who understands fully, well, that he is not this body, then the spiritual education begins. And so long we are in the bodily concept of life, there is no question of spiritual education. Spiritual education for whom? For the human being, also very advanced human being, not ordinary human being, at least the civilized. Therefore, in the human society, in the civilized human society, there is acceptance of a religious principle. Maybe it is Hindu religion, or Muslim religion, or Christian religion, or Buddha religion, but there is some religion. A civilized society is not without religion. Without religion means animal society. The animals, they have no religion. Cats and dogs, they have no church, no temple that they have to go. It is for the human being. Therefore, Shastra says that dharmena hina pasibhi samana. Even in the human society, there is no culture of religion. There is animal society. There is not human society. So the human society should be divided into 8 divisions. That is first class human society. Just like any organization, any establishment, there are division of labor. the board of directors there are, then the secretarial board, then ordinary clerks, then menials, then workers, there must be division. Otherwise it's chaotic. Nowhere you'll find without division it is going on very smoothly. There must be division. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnam maya sistam guna karma vibhaga. So it is ordained by God that there should be four divisions for the materialistic condition of life and four divisions for spiritual upliftment. So there must be the Brahmana, Chaturvarnam maya sistam. Varna means four divisions of society. Varna means class. It has been taken now as caste. But actually class. Class is not caste. Caste, of course, throughout the whole world, there is no such thing as caste. But anyway, in India there is caste. But Krishna says that Chaturvarnam maya sistam, four divisions of classes, I have created. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Who is a Brahman? That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Satya, Sama, Dhamma, Tathika, Arjava, Astikam, Jnanam, Vijnanam. So many qualifications required to become a Brahman. Not that because I am born in a Brahmana family. This is discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam, that to take birth in a Brahmana family is not all. He must be qualified. Samadhamati Sikha. That is required. The Indian culture has failed at the present moment because instead of considering the qualification, they accept only the birth. The birth in a Brahman family makes a man a Brahmin. No. That is not the Shastric Indian qualification. There must be qualification. So, without such division, therefore there is no such thing as Hindu dharma. No, there is no such word in the whole Vedic literature. You won't find in the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavad as Hindu dharma. There is one word as Bhagavad dharma, but there is no such word as Hindu dharma. This Hindu dharma or Hindu, this is creation by our neighbor, Indian neighbor, the Middle East Mohammedans, they gave the name Indian people as Hindu. Hindu means there is one river, Sindhu. The Mohammedans, they pronounce Sa as Ha. So those who are on the river side of the Sindhu river, Hindu river, they are called Hindus. But actually, Vedic religion is neither for Hindus, nor for Christians, nor for... It is meant for the human being, Vedic literature. So, in the Vedic literature, this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are Vedic literature. So, there is injunction for observing the rules and regulations of Varna and Ashrama. Four classes and four ashrama. Ashrama means where spiritual cultivation is practiced. That is called ashrama. So, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. So, chaturvarna and chatur ashrama, material and spiritual. So, sannyasi is supposed to be the on the topmost of the human society. Chaturvarna, first four classes, then among the varnas, there are four classes. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So Sannyas is the topmost order of human society. Here, the Supreme Goswami is a sannyasi. He is renounced order from the very beginning of his life. He never entered into any ashram or varna. He is Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa means the topmost among the sannyasi. Sannyasi is the topmost. Among, within the sannyasi, The Paramahansa is the topmost. The sannyasis are also, they are called Kutichak, Bohudok, Paribrajakacharya, and Paramahansa. Kutichak means after accepting sannyas order, one has to accept the sannyas order. After grihastha, there is vanaprastha, and then sannyas. Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. In the beginning, especially the brahmanas and the kshatriyas, two classes, higher classes, they are to take sannyas. If not, at least the brahmanas must take sannyas. The brahmanas have got four ashrams, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. The kshatriyas have got three ashrams, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, no sannyas. And the Vaishya, two ashrams, brahmachari, grihastha, neither vanaprastha nor sannyas. And the Shudras, they are simply one, grihastha, that's all. This is the Vedic order. So, because it is very difficult to maintain sannyas in this age, therefore the sannyas order is completely prohibited. Real sannyasi means, here is the description of life. What is that? Chirani king napati santi. They have to pick up some torn cloth lying on the street and cover them. Then, disanti bhikshan naivang dipa, hungry pa. Hungry means legs, and pa means drinking. The trees drink water through the root, that is their leg. Therefore their another name is Angripa. Pivati, it is pa. And angri means leg. So different species of life, there is different process of eating. We are eating through mouth. The trees are eating through the legs. This is God's creation. Not that the mouth is the only eating vehicle. No. There are other senses, active senses, hands and legs, tongue. These are active senses. Genital, rectum, these are active senses. So, angripa means trees. The sannyasi should depend completely on God. That is sannyasi. Not that I shall go to a rich man and make something and take money and utilize it. No, that is not. Completely independent. Because that kind of sannyas is not possible at the present age, therefore, generally, sannyas should not be accepted. They cannot follow the prohibit. But so far our Krishna consciousness movement is there. We are not like that Mahabadi sannyasi. Our sannyasi is completely devote life for serving Krishna. Sannyas means sat-nyas. Nyas means to give up. And sat om tattva, the absolute truth. So, for the service of the absolute Krishna, we give up our family life. A family life means to give up the whole world. Because people are struggling hard just to maintain the family. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nidra hyati naktam babayena cha babaya viva charthi haya rajan kutumbam bharani nava. This is materialistic life. What is that? At night, Nidraya, if one can get the opportunity of sleeping 24 hours, he thinks he is very much a gainer. Especially on Sunday. So, this is materialistic one too, it is gain. In Calcutta, we have seen, there are office peons. They take letters in peon book and those who have gone to Calcutta, there is Dalhousie Square, there is Downtown Square. they'll take the peon book and letter, come to the Dalhousie Square and lie down and sleep up to 4 o'clock. Then they'll return to the office, and if the master asks him, why you are so late? No, this man was not there. I could not find. What can I do? I have to wait. But he has spent his time by sleeping. So he thinks that I am getting so much salary. So if I do not work, if I sleep, that is my gain. That is extra profit. So that is material life. So material life means nidya hyate inattam. At night they want to sleep as much as possible. Or those who have got facility, then they utilize sex life. Nidya hyate inattam bhavayanucha. Bhavayan means sex. Well, in this way wasting time. The whole 12 hours or 10 hours wasted. And during daytime, Vivacharte haya rajan. Vivacha apte yuhaya. Where is money? Where is money? Just like in your country. Then from early in the morning, 5:30, the road is congested. People are going to work in the... Why? For seeking money. Money. Where is money? Vivacharte haya rajan. Then when he gets money, then spend it for sense gratification, for family maintenance. So in this way, materialistic person wastes their time, day and night. So, where is time? Ask any materialistic person, why don't you come to our temple, sir? Why don't you hear Bhagavad Gita? We have no time, because they are wasting time in that. Okay? So, this is the materialistic life. And spiritualistic life means that one should be trained up as brahmachari, then regulated life in grihastha. Regulated life. Grihastha is not bad. Family life is not bad. Therefore it is called grihastha ashram. Ashram means this very word is meant where the spiritual cultivation is practiced. That is called ashram. So it may be household life, it may be renounced life, it may be brahmachari, student's life, or retired life. The spiritual culture must be there. That is human civilization. If there is no spiritual culture, that is not human society, that is animal society. The cats and dogs, they have no spiritual culture. So, in the spiritual culture, the renounced order should be only dedicated for the service of the Supreme Lord, not for taking easy money from others and utilize for sense gratification. That is not enough. This is the purpose of this verse. If somebody says that if I do not get some money, then how I shall live? To answer this question, Sukadeva Goswami says that why you are anxious for your maintenance? What do you want for your maintenance? I want an apartment. I want clothing. I want food. I want water. So many things. This is necessary. Therefore he says, all right, if you want cloth, then don't you find cloth, torn cloth thrown in the street? Chirani king napati santi. Don't you find? All right, I can collect, pick up some cloth. That's all right. Then, where is my food? The Sukadeva Goswami says, you're naivang kripa aparabhita, bhikshangra dishanti. The trees, formerly trees mean fruit trees. They used to go to jungle, mean there are enough fruits. Still there are so many jungles. In Hawaii, there are so many jungles. Enough food. Mango, papaya, and many other. Banana, then pineapple, guava, so many fruits. So, going to the jungle means to be free from food problems. Enough food. And then water. The water is river. That's what he said. Saritopi asusam. Do you think that all the rivers are dried up? Enough water. Then you may say that I must require some pot to take the water. No, you take water like this. Then what shall I leave? There is a Rudha Guha King. Do you think all the caves of the mountain, they are now closed? There are many caves. If you want at all a shelter, they already, there are natural rooms, apartments. You can live there. Rudha Guha King. And above all, Sukadeva Goswami says, Kim adhita avati no pasanya. No avati. Upasannan. Upasanna means those who have surrendered. Adhita, God's another name is adhita. A means not. And jita means conquer. Nobody can conquer God. That is God. God is never conquered by anyone. He conquers everyone. God is conquered by his devotee, not by the demons. The demons are conquered by God. But a devotee can conquer. Ajitopi, jitopi. Although God is ajita, he becomes jita, means conquered, by his devotee. That is also stated. Sthane sthita sutigatam tanuvang manovi praena ajitopi jitapasi stai sthilatyam. This process we have introduced, opening center, that is the system, the spiritual. To here, sthane sthita sutigatam tanuvang manovi. Suti, suti means this ear. Oral listen. Everyone may remain in his own position. It doesn't require to change. Just like one gentleman was asking whether for spiritual advancement one has to live in the temple. I said, no, there is no such hard and fast rule that one should live in the temple. He can live anywhere. But the spiritual practices should be worked. Krishna never says that you live in the temple or you go to the jungle or Himalaya. Never said, you will never find in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says, Arjuna, that you give up this fighting and go to the jungle or to the Himalaya and become perfect person. No. Krishna says, manmana bhavamata bhakta madhijajimāga namaskuta. You follow these principles. Always think of me, manmana. Madhubhakta, you become my devotee. Manmana bhavamata, madhijaji, you worship me. And offer your obeisances and these four things. You can do anywhere, it doesn't matter. But you do all these things. Narottamdas Thakur says, griheva bonete thako, hagaurango bole dako. Either you remain as a grihastha, with family, wife, children, it doesn't matter. Or either you live in the forest, then sannyasi, renounced. In whichever position you prefer, you can remain, but do these things. Manmana bhagavantatta madhyajimahana. So, here Sukadeva Goswami advises, this is very important word, kim ajita na avati upasanyan. Ajita, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, he is maintaining everyone. Yoga khemam bahama. And he will not maintain a person who has fully surrendered to him. No. How it can? Suppose a gentleman is maintaining so many other children and he does not maintain his own children. Surely he does. Therefore our principle should be, we should not think about our personal maintenance. We should dedicate our life for Krishna, and Krishna will take care of. That should be the principle. Don't be harassed, thinking always how I shall maintain. That is not the problem. Maintenance is not problem. Real problem is how we shall be fully surrendered to Krishna. That is one.